It's good to be in the Lord's house again tonight. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate the Lord most of all and His goodness and His mercy. If you have your Bibles tonight and would turn with us to a very, very familiar scripture, John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8. It's about a woman taken in adultery.
Yes, sir.
Very, very familiar scripture. We want to preach it probably just a little bit different than maybe you've ever heard before. I pray that God would help us to open the Word of God to each and every one that's here. In John chapter number 8, beginning with the first verse, the Bible said, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning He came again into the temple, and all the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto Him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto Him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting Him that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down with His finger, wrote on the ground as though He heard them not. So when they continued asking Him, He lifted up Himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted in their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up Himself and saw none but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your word. God, again, I ask You, Father, to magnify it. God, I ask You, God, just to lift it up above everything here tonight. Father, I pray, God, that You would help us, give us the knowledge to be able to preach tonight this message as You would have us preach. Father, I pray, God, that Your Spirit would dwell with Your people. Help us tonight, God, in these days to accomplish that which You've set forth before us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to preach tonight, if God would help me, on this thought, this understanding of standing alone with Jesus. Standing alone with Jesus. What a happy day for this woman. What a day in her life. Do you remember that day in your life? When you stood alone with Jesus. Here she was, taken by those that were supposed to be there to help her. If, just as a background, the scribes and the Pharisees were to teach the Word and to help with the Word and to get people ready for the coming of the Son of God. But instead, they had taken the position that they were holier than thou. And so here they were. They did not like the Lord. They hated Him. They hated everything about Him. They misunderstood Him. They knew what He was going to do. They knew that He would forgive her. They knew that in their heart. You excuse me. And so they despised Him for that. You say, why, Brother Tom? Because you see, their whole existence was upon the letter of the law. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe the law is still intact. But I also believe it's been fulfilled. Amen. We're not living under the law anymore. We're living under grace. Had it not been for grace and mercy, as the brother already said, we'd be in trouble. We'd be in a mess. Probably already be in hell. I'm sure that I would be. Amen. But there in 1974, I found out what real mercy and real grace were. That's the day. I never will forget it. Lost and undone. Raised a Catholic. If I was raised anything, mostly a heathen. Lost and on my way to hell. But thanks be to God, there was a church and there was a man of God. There was a praying people. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is that you do make a difference. I know sometimes it seems like maybe the church doesn't grow. Maybe it doesn't respond like you want it to. But I want to confirm to you tonight that we are making a difference. Amen. Don't ever be discouraged in the work. The Bible said, be not weary in well-doing. Amen. For if we faint not, there's coming a harvest time, brother. You say, Brother Tom, we've been waiting for years. I talked to some of you that helped build the church. I talked to some of you that can remember the beginning. And look at it now. What God's doing, what He's going to do for another generation. Look at all the little ones around here tonight. That ought to excite your heart.
Amen.
So here we have a group of people that, instead of living for God, would rather condemn other people.
That's right.
You see, they did not understand the love of God.
Amen.
And by the way, the love of God does constrain us, brother.
Amen.
It keeps us in a place where God can use us. It keeps us from getting too high-minded, too heady, too thinking much of ourselves, where God can use us tonight. Here, it's a shame that God couldn't even use the head people in the church to help somebody.
Amen.
Think about it. If you would, these were the preachers.
Right.
These were the deacons.
Right.
These were the song leaders. These were the prayer warriors that brought them this woman before the Lord. And they said, tempting Him.
Right.
Yeah.
Moses didn't say that.
Right. That's right.
Moses didn't say, bring the woman.
Right.
Moses did not ever tell them. He said, if they're caught in act of adultery, bring them both.
Amen.
There wasn't nothing said about bringing her along. Amen. But you see, they despised the Lord. They despised the love that He had for people.
Right.
Because the greater that He became in the eyes of the people, the smaller they become.
Amen.
You listen to me tonight.
Yeah.
Always keep it in your mind tonight, church. It's not about you and me. It's about Him and the love that was shed on Calvary. I preach a message. What did you get at Calvary?
Amen. That's right.
All of those people there that went to Calvary, all of them, there was, I mean, crowds and crowds of them, as far as the Bible writes, there wasn't but two that got what they could have got at Calvary.
Amen.
That was a thief on the cross and the centurion that finally recognized who he was. The Bible said the rest of that crowd smote their breath. You know what that was a sign of? There was bitter defeat in their heart. They turned and walked away from Calvary when they could have had it all. They left with nothing.
That's good preacher.
Here she was. She's taken in adultery. All right? So she's a sinner. Let me tell you, the problem wasn't that she was an adulteress.
Right.
The problem was that she was a sinner.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, it's not the sin that you commit.
Right.
It's the fact that you're a sinner tonight, lost person, that's going to send you to hell.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. It's not the fact that you might be a drunk. It's not the fact that you might be a cusser. Those are just symptoms of the problem that's in your heart.
Amen.
You hear me and hear me well tonight, lost friend. Jesus Christ, the Bible said in John chapter 3, verse 17, that He sent not His Son into this world to condemn it.
Yep.
Amen. But that we might have life through Him.
Amen. Thank God.
They didn't understand. I believe we listen. It's easy to hear the Word of God. Listen, it's easy. A lot of people sitting here preaching week after week. A lot of people, listen, I see the movement of God, and that's great. But it's the application of what God wants in our heart that's going to make the difference in this present world. We've got to quit living 20 years ago and 30 years ago and look at what God wants done today by using you and me.
Yes, sir.
Now, don't take me wrong.
Right.
I'm not being disrespectful to those that are dead and gone. But honey, they had their day.
That's right.
Today it's time for you to sing about amazing grace. Today it's time for you to stand and testify about the saving grace of God. Today it's your turn. Hey, listen, everybody that got saved got a testimony.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Everybody.
So they brought her and they said, "What say you?" I'm glad the Lord ignores ignorance.
Amen. Say that again.
Listen, I've been ignorant myself time and time. I've asked God to do some things that if He'd have done it, my life would be a shipwreck. I'd be a mess. But thank God, He just ignored me. He knew what I needed. He knew what His plan was for me. He knew the road He was going to take me down. He knew the ending. He knew the beginning. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is everything.
Thank God.
Well, I'm glad He doesn't answer every prayer I pray, brother. I'm telling you, I look back and I've prayed some doozies. I prayed for stuff that would have hurt me. And I'm not talking evil stuff. I'm just talking about stuff that would have distracted and sidetracked me from serving a holy God with all my heart, mind, soul, strength, and body. Listen, you hear me and hear me well. This goes for the lay member as well as the preaching men of God. God expects everything out of every one of us.
Yes, sir.
He gave His all on Calvary.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
There's no way I'd have died for you. I love you.
Right.
But I most certainly wouldn't have died for you.
That's right.
And I sure wouldn't have given either one of my sons for you. But God did just that. You see, God was Jesus. So He not only gave His Son, but He died too. You listen. And you hear me and hear me well. But thank God the grave couldn't hold Him. Amen. Well, these days it won't hold me either. I'm a coming out of that ground. Listen, I don't know if I'll be alive when the Lord comes. But if I'm not, I know where I'm headed. And on the dirt, they can't cover me deep enough to hold me in that grave. But you listen to me tonight. This woman was just a sinner.
That's right.
It's time we quit looking at how they're sinning and look at them through the eyes of Jesus.
Amen.
With love in our heart for sinners.
Amen.
Hey, listen. Sure they're dirty. Sure they're despicable. Hey, listen. I'm telling you, tonight we've lost our love for sinners.
That's right.
If they don't fit inside of our little picture, hey man, we'll not treat them like we do everybody else. But there are no big I's and little U's in serving God. There's just me and Him. Hey man, listen, you hear me, here they were. They said, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" And He just bends down and begins to write. Now I heard a preacher, he thought just about like them scribes and Pharisees did. He said, "I believe that probably he may have wrote some of the names of the men that were in the crowd that was with her." Jesus didn't come to condemn.
Right.
Jesus came to save.
Yep.
Let me show you.
Right.
You
got it right.
Luke chapter number 9. Verse number 56, "For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives." They were destroying this woman publicly. They were humiliating her. Sure, no doubt they knew. Hey, listen, they didn't realize He'd already found one lady like this. He told His disciples, He said, "I must needs go through Samaria."
Amen.
Amen. She done had five husbands, and the one she's living with wasn't even her own. But you know what Jesus did? He loved her anyway.
Amen.
He died for her on the cross. He came to her, and He told, listen, He didn't condemn her. He didn't talk down to her. He said, "Give me a drink."
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
You say, "Why, preacher, why?" He had to get her attention.
That's right.
Only thing she had without condemning her. I mean, she was at the well at the wrong hour to be a good woman.
Right.
She could not draw the water with the good women. She had to come in an hour by herself because she's marked. The Lord didn't care about that. He came all the way to Samaria just for her. He came. Hey, listen. He came all the way to Missouri to save me. He came all the way to North Carolina to save some of you. You listen to me. God will go where the need is if we'll let Him. So here, he said, what do you say about this? I mean, can you imagine thinking that the Lord would stoop to their level and begin to write their names? Listen, they were convicted because He didn't say a thing. He didn't even address them.
Right. Amen.
He didn't even give them the time of day.
Amen.
It wasn't their time. It was hers.
Amen. That's right.
Was, listen, a sinner can't get saved before their time. I couldn't get saved till it was time for me to get saved. I don't know how it is down here, but up where we live, they're trying to pluck them green. They're trying to get them saved. They're telling them the word. Listen, we've got so bad up there. I know churches that they pick the day they want to get saved on, come forward, make a profession with the preacher, and call that saved. I'll tell you what it is. It's a twofold child of hell, and it's twice as hard to teach them the truth after they've been taught a lie.
Amen. You got that right.
So here she was. She didn't deny what she was. And I'm going to tell you something. It's about time we quit denying what we are.
Amen.
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
I'm on my way. Listen,
yes.
I'm tickled to be a child of God.
Yes,
I'm not going to drop my head when I walk in a crowd and they don't like it because I'm going to pray over my food.
Amen.
Listen, we've let the devil back us into a corner and into a hole, and we've just about quit praying publicly. We've just about quit witnessing publicly. We've just about quit worshiping publicly. Hey, listen, it's time for God's people to realize that we're winners tonight, not losers.
Amen.
I won at Calvary. I didn't lose.
Right.
Here she was, filthy. I'd say that she wasn't even probably barely dressed.
Yep.
They tried to do the same thing to Jesus when they took him up Calvary, but he went anyway.
Right.
You say, what are you talking about? They disrobed him.
That's right.
Right.
Isn't that what the Bible said?
Yeah.
They wanted to humiliate him completely. But honey, his love for me was greater than anything else that mankind had ever known. You say, how do you know? Because in 1974, I got a taste of it, and I've never quit loving it since.
Amen.
He still loves me, and I still love him.
Amen. Amen.
There she was standing there. Jesus arrived. I said, hey, we're talking to you. What do you think? Moses said she should be stoned. Jesus gets up and looks at him. Said, you that's without sin, cast the first stone.
That's right.
You know why he said that? Because under the law, the accuser had to cast the first stone. It was part of the law. They had to do it. You see, they're still holding on to that old law and tradition. They wanted to live by the law, so he was going to pin them to it.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't try living by the law. Grace is so much better. Hey, listen, you can't live by the law. They couldn't then, we can't now. I'll tell you, say, what are you talking about, preacher? What I'm talking about is start enjoying your salvation and walk with Jesus.
Amen. That's it.
And here, Bible said from the oldest, they were the wisest, obviously.
Right.
From the oldest on down, they started backing away, walking away, turning away. Hey, listen, they did not understand that Jesus didn't come to destroy this woman's life. He came to save her. Listen, if you want help in your life tonight, Jesus Christ is the answer and the only answer. You hear me and hear me well. If you want help, it is available tonight. Right here, it's not from me, it's not from the preacher, it's not from these other preachers, it's from God Himself and from heaven, and He will give you what you need.
Amen. Right. Thank God, that's right.
You say, how do you know? If I could tell you some of the stories, and I don't have the time.
Amen.
But one in particular, I never will forget, is some time back.
Yeah.
And my wife wanted to buy me a new suit. Of course, we didn't have the money back then to even think about it. And my shoes was wore out. And I said, I would like to have a new pair of shoes. Went on a job and just trying to tell you how God works. Got to that job, finished it, completed it. Gave the lady her bill and she said, oh no, this can't be right. She said, I got over three times that for the insurance on this job. And she wrote me out a check and I called my wife on the way home. She said, what's the matter? I said, the Lord give me a whole closet full of shoes. I'm telling you, God is able above and beyond. Can you imagine this woman as she stood there? Everybody else is gone, but she's still standing there.
That's right. That's good.
She's still standing there. I believe she's looking at what he's writing in the sand. This is what I think he wrote in the sand. I believe for the first time in her life, she knew what real love was, brother.
Amen.
I believe that all that Jesus wrote in the sand was, I love you.
Amen.
I love you.
Yes.
You see, she'd been mistreated, talked about, discouraged and put down. But finally she come to the one that was going to die for her. And she's standing there and there's nobody to accuse her. And she still can't walk away. She doesn't want to. Right. Honey, if we ever really get God in a sinner's life, He'll keep them around long enough to save them.
Amen.
But
thank God.
But as I said this morning, the only Christ they'll see is you and I.
That's right.
And until they see Christ in us, hey man, they're not going to want Him.
That's right.
They can grumble and complain on their own.
That's right.
They can walk around defeated on their own.
That's right.
But I'm telling you what, they'll take notice when people begin to lift holy hands.
Amen.
We're afraid to do that, brother. We're afraid to lift holy hands and praise God. Hey, listen, He's been so good to us. The Bible said to lift holy hands. And we're to praise God.
That's right.
Glory.
He left us here to praise Him. Can you imagine what it sounds like in heaven when the church gets excited and gets to praise Him? I'm telling you, I believe it's a hopping time in heaven.
Amen.
Buddy, when that takes place, I believe the Father looks over at the Son and He said, I knew it'd be worth it. Hey man, you listen, I'm telling you, I believe that He told her that He loved her. And then He looked at her and He said, woman, where are thine accusers? I'm talking about standing alone with Jesus. If you ever, ever really get saved, He's all you need.
Yeah, that's right.
The problem is we're trying to fill our lives with a lot of things that we don't need. And I'm not talking about owning things. I really could care less what you own. That doesn't bother me at all.
That's right.
But we're filling our time up with unnecessary stuff that takes us away from God. You say, what are you talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that our young people need to see us consumed with Christ.
Amen.
Him as everything in our life.
Yes, sir.
When they see that, they'll get excited about it. When they see you shout, when they see you go from doubting to shouting, they'll realize there's something in this. It'll draw them in. They'll want it.
Thank God, that's right, brother.
She just stood there. She wasn't going anywhere. Kind of reminds me of that old maniac over in the tombs.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Nobody could tame him.
Right.
But when that crowd that said he couldn't be tamed and couldn't be helped come up there, they found him sitting at the feet of Jesus,
amen,
clothed and in his right mind.
Amen.
Amen. And by the way, those are two signs, amen, that'll tell me whether you've been with Jesus or not.
Right.
You'll be clothed properly, and you'll be of your right mind.
Amen.
You say, Brother Tom, you've lost yours. If I have, I'm telling you, I'm the happiest maniac you've ever looked at.
Amen.
I don't walk around sad. I don't walk around defeated. I've got victory in Jesus tonight. Everything about my life is victorious through Him.
Thank God.
Amen.
The maniac said, Lord, When Jesus went to get back on the ship, he's just going with them.
That's right.
I mean, he's going to follow. He said, no, no. He said, you stay here.
Yeah.
He said, you go. Did you notice who he sent them to? He sent them to his own.
That's right. Amen.
You say, oh, wait a minute, Brother Tom. My own are the hardest to reach. It might be because we put less time and effort into reaching our own and just use that old Bible scripture that a prophet's not without honor in his own country. If we're not careful, we'll use that as an excuse and we'll not put the time and the effort into our own home that we will into somebody else's.
Amen.
How they hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not going by feelings.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going by the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm going off the victory of Calvary.
Amen.
Listen, it's not about my feelings. If I went by my feelings, there's a lot of times I'd have quit, folded that Bible, said, what's the use? But I look on the inside instead of the outside and say, thank you, Lord. Press on.
Amen.
There she stood. You know where she is today? She's standing with Jesus. You ever stand with Him here, you'll stand with Him over there. Man, can you imagine it today? She's a-walking down that street of gold.
Right.
She's a-walk, cloud-hopping maybe.
Amen.
Her dress isn't tattered and nobody's looking down on her.
Amen.
She's got on a new garment.
Yes.
She's called sister.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. They look at her with respect. And they say, they're preaching about you again tonight. And some old sinner might find hope in that God loved you and He still loves them.
Amen. God, that's right.
Amen.
Can you imagine her kind of holding that head up and saying it's all about Him. Pointing toward that throne. And saying it's all about Him.
Yeah.
They all know that, but they like to tell their story over and over and over. And you know the same. You know what's amazing? Is every one of them's got the same story?
That's
right. It's Him. It's not about us. It's not where I got saved. It's not what I got saved. It's that the Son of God reached out and saved me.
Thank God, that's right. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And do you know the amazing thing? If He's the light of heaven, that means anywhere you are in heaven, you can point toward Him when you're telling your story.
Amen.
I made it by the blood
Amen.
Of the Lamb.
Amen.
Isaiah said there wasn't no beauty could be found. And I know he was talking about that bodily form of Him. But I'm telling you, He's beautiful tonight.
Amen.
Always wonderful.
Yes.
Counselor.
Amen.
Mighty God.
Yes.
The great I. God's. Listen. God married Himself to the Jews. We talk about the old mother church.
That's right.
There ain't no old mother church.
No.
We're the bride.
Amen.
Listen. We're a bride adorned for a wedding to take place, brother. We're not. Listen, the Jews was the old mother church.
Right.
They were married unto God.
Yes, right.
We're about to be married unto Christ.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Right.
That's it.
We lose sight of the truth of God's Word and we'll grip on to things that aren't right. But I'm telling you, He's right tonight. He's right. And if you're here tonight, tomorrow you're going back out into the work world. Tomorrow I'm headed back to Kentucky. We may or may not ever see one another again on this side. But I'm going to tell you what, whether I can stand with you tomorrow or not, Jesus Christ can and will stand with you.
Bless His name.
But I wonder tonight. I wonder tonight. There might be somebody here. I want the piano player to come, if they would. I wonder tonight, there might be somebody here. You're still in a battle. You saw, Brother Tom, we responded this morning. Let me tell you something.
That's right.
The one thing I learned about Satan is that he departs for a season. Isn't that what it said that he did to Jesus when he was out in the wilderness?
Right.
Now, if he'd only depart from Him for just a little while, I wonder how he is with you and I.
Yeah.
But every one of us is facing a battle. Every one of us knows a woman like this woman. Every one of us knows a sinner that we can reach if we'd put forth the effort. Instead of blaming them for what they are, instead of looking down on them for what they are, and start reaching to bring them and Christ together.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we are to make up that hedge, that gap in that hedge. Listen, I know that Jesus Christ made up the difference between, but tonight it's your job and my job to bring sinner and Christ together.
Amen.
That's the job of the church.
Yes.
He left us here for that. He left us here to worship Him and to be a light unto a dark, deserted, desolate, dying world. I wonder tonight if maybe there's somebody that you need to pray for. How long's it been since, I mean, you've really put out the effort? Oh my, listen. We make excuses. And I'm not downing God's people. Listen, God's people to me are the people. Amen. They're my people. I'll fight for them and die for them. But I'm going to tell you something. We've got to have a love that goes beyond the church. And if it doesn't go out into the world, and if we can't put that love of Christ into action.
That's right.
Love is an action word. Did you know that? Love is an action word. You prove love off of the actions that you do.
Amen.
Jesus proved His love on Calvary when He died for you and I. He left the throne room of glory and came and died for you and me. We say we love sinners, and yet we're not. Listen, this carpet, I'm just going to be honest with you. I done started, I might as well. This carpet ought to be wore out and tear-stained. And stop covered if you would tonight. I know we don't like to say that. But listen, I'm telling you, our britches are now wore out on the back end instead of on the knees where they ought to be tonight.
Yes.
We've lost it. We've missed it. Listen, it's easier to condemn somebody than it is to go to the throne and pray for them.
Yeah.
I wonder tonight, as the brother plays, I want everybody to stand. I want you to...